we're holding by the last bracha of Shmirne Etzer, Tim Shalom, which really is coming off of Birchas Kohanim, and maybe we should have done Birchas Kohanim, and maybe we will still in the future. But as of now, we're focused on Tim Shalom. This I did find that they say that the Malachim said it when they came to Eretz Yisrael. It says, "V'nasati Shalom Baretz." So when they came there and they were Sheikhin Baretz B'Shalim, so the Malachim said, "V'varach Hashem Yisrael B'Shalim." Agav, "V'nasati Shalom Baretz." It says, Rashi says in Mechukosai, that Klal Yisrael going to Tanya, "Harei Oichol, Harei Mashke." There's whatever we need, but if you don't have Shalom, if there's no Shalom, then there's nothing. Dainu, without the Shalom, then there's no all the brachas that a person has. But if he has no Shalom, then it's nothing. Maybe the person can have everything in the world, but if he doesn't have shalom bayis, or doesn't have whatever it is, shalom with his neighbors, he doesn't have whatever it is, and it's kilu leimasek hadash baruch hu kli machzik bracha ela shalom. That's be'etzem the kli that machzik all the bracha together, that holds it, that it shouldn't. It's like seder, they say, the Alter Kalman says that seder is not be'etzem a midah in and of itself, but it holds all the rest of the midah together. This is like the clasp on a pearl necklace. This is in the olden days when they wouldn't knot each pearl individually. But in the, so if they didn't have a clasp, all the pearls would fall out. But the same thing over here is Sholem is certainly in and of itself, it's a good thing, but it's also what's machzik all the brachas that a person has. And that really should be the kavan when a person is saying some Sholem, is that there should be Sholem in the veldt, and specifically Sholem HaKlal Yisrael. And Sholem means that there should be everybody achdus. And it's really also from Lashon of Shlemus, which all comes together. There's achdus when there's Shlemus. When every person realizes that they have a cheshbon, they have a specific job, a specific task that they were put here on the veldt, then mamela, everybody's b'shalom, because you don't feel bad. You're only not b'shalom, there's only milchamis, and there's only fights if you think that somebody took something which is shayach to you. So you're upset at them, and then get it into fights. When a person realizes that every person has a specific individual job that they're here, and the tchunais that he have were specifically ordained by the Ribono Shel Olam, and all the possessions that he has are specifically allocated by the Ribono Shel Olam, and there's no mukkin for, there's kehanim, there's levim, there's yisraelim, there's women, there's men, there's, and even in the levim, there's levi shishur, shishir, chai misa, and even though they're both in the Beis HaMikdash, courage should make no difference. No, everybody has their specific spot, and everybody has their, everybody has their specific time that they're supposed to be in the veldt, and Mamela, if a person looks at it that way, if the whole veldt would look at it that way, then there would be a lot more shalom. It would come through a shleimus, and there would be a lot more shalom in the veldt. The bracha of Sim Shalom Chazal say, Ma ro loimar shalom acher birchas koyanim, because it says, Yisiv Hashem, V'somo Shemi Abnei Yisrael V'ani Avarchim. You, the koyanim, should bench Klal Yisrael V'ani Avarchim. I will give Ani Avarchem the Shabbos, Ani Avarchem the Kehanim or Klal Yisrael. But what's the bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalim. Hashem Yivarech Esamloim Vashalim. The bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shalim. The Melo Sim Shalim comes after Birchas Kohanim. They say it's directly correlated. Sim Shalim, Teva, Bracha, Sim Shalim is Lashon of V'somor Shemi Abnei Yisrael, but it's also V'yosim Lecha Shalim, referring back to V'yosim Lecha Shalim. And then we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sim Shalim. Sim Shalem Tevo Bracha Chim Vachesed Rachamim Alein Makoyin Salam Echol. So there's six brachas over here. Shalem Tevo Bracha Chim Chesed Rachamim. It's connected. Chaim. Elamai Vaisa. No. That's not the. According to that, in Echol, that wouldn't be the parallel. There's six brachas in Yivrechol. Yivrechol Hashem Vishmerechol. Yoyer Hashem Pana Vilecho, Vikunecho, Isa Hashem Pana Vilecho, Vyasim Hashem. So the six brachas and all these six are Kenege, those six. Sim Shalim is Kenege, Vyasim Hashem. Tuva is Yoyer Hashem Pana Vilecho, because it says, Sepasikin Tilim, says, Yoyer Hashem Pana Vilecho, Mi are any Tuv, Nasolenu or Panech Hashem. So what's Tuv? Real Tuv comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us, shows us his Ma'or Panim. That's Emes HaTuv. Bracha is Yivrechacho. Chain is Vichuneko. Chesed is Vishmerecho. Because it says Vishomer Hashem Lecha, it's a bris vesa chesed. So Vishmerecho is Chesed. Verachamim is referring to Yisa Hashem Panavilecho, because the Messiah's Panim means that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives Rachamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even if a person doesn't deserve it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ha'aretz Panim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Racham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu being Noisei Panim is Racham. It says that the Malachim said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hosepes, that you're Noisei Panim to Klai Yisrael. You're not supposed to be Noisei Panim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no, the Mevarach, even Afila Al-Kabeta Al-Kazayit. But that Nesias Panim is something which is Lamaila, something which they don't deserve. They go beyond the letter of the law, and I also go beyond the letter of the law of people, because the Shabbat who says, I'm Reisi Lehem Panim, and I give them Rachamim. It's interesting, this Chayin Chesed Rachamim, we find this group together in a bunch of different places, in the Muslim, in other places we find Chayin Chesed Rachamim. It's really three darkness, as Al-Kishti Chayim says. Chayin is a manas chinum. Totally, if the person has no sus whatsoever. It's the first thing he asks you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us a manas chinum. And if that we don't deserve, then chesed, give us chesed. Chesed is kefir ha'maisim to a certain extent. If we did something, etvas, give us a little bit of chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachamim is in between chesed and din. The shiluv of chesed and din is rachamim, that it's not exactly chesed. It's even if you don't have maisim, but you don't deserve it, al pi de din. But rachamim is din together with chesed. And therefore, it's when he says that it's al-asid. Even if it's not manasim, and even if we don't have the chusim now, nevertheless, I'll the asid give me on credit towards the future that I should be zeichem. Aleinu v'alchol Yisrael amecha. Question is, what's aleinu? Who's aleinu? Aleinu. So if you're davening with a minion, aleinu could be the minion that you're davening with. Alchol Yisrael amecha is everybody. But let's say you're davening by yourself. What's aleinu? Who's aleinu? So maybe it's called yachid v'yachid, every single person. But once you're referring to everybody else, that's ready. I'll call Klal Yisrael amecha. I'll call Yisrael amecha. So it's not an interesting pshat that you brought down the Yisrael Tzvius. And he says, David Shalom, he says, Aleinu, he says that Aleinu means any, there's a lot of types of Shalom. Shalom is always when there's two parties, it takes two to tangle. So to have Shalom means that both parties have to have Shalom. So Aleinu means me and whoever wants to fight with me. It means with me and anybody else that's around me, that's Aleinu v'alko Yisrael amecha. But l'chor, the pashtus is Aleinu means kol yachid v'yachid, v'alko Yisrael amecha together, they should be ba'achdus. Barchenu avinu kulanu keechad bar panecha. V'yichan Yisrael neged ahar kishecha b'leiv echad. That it's all, when is there shalim? When there's achdus. There's achdus that brings shalim. And b'meil, we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu, barchenu avinu kulanu keechad bar panecha. For everybody together. It should be a matzev that everybody is together. Kulanu keechad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give us bracha bar panecha. What is bar panecha? Ein lanu ela ha'aretz panim. Ha'aretz panim means it's the hanhaga that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, where you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be meitiv. Ha'aretz panim means when a person smiles, so you see it's nicker on the person that he wants to be meitiv, that he wants to, that he is an interest in you, and he wants to help you. That's the smile. That's the giving over. That's the ha'aretz panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ha'aretz panim is show us Ribono Shel Olam. We want that ha'aretz panim, that chesed and that shefa that you want to give us. Kibar panecha nasat alonu. Kibar panecha means that in the past, everything that you have given us is not in our own schus. It was only in the schus of our panim. That's why we're asking for our panim, because we don't deserve it. We're asking you despite the fact that we don't deserve it. Kibar panecha nasat alonu means since in the past, all that you have given us has been bar panim, has been because you want to show us how much you love us. And therefore you give it to us even though we don't deserve it. Kibar panecha nasat alonu. Hashem Elokeinu was Mashkiach on us, the Teres Chaim, the Torah which gives us Chaim, Ki Chayechem, Ki Chayechem. That is what Chaim is. Chaim is, Torah is what gives a person real emes alive. The Avas Chesed. I always understood Avas Chesed means that we love Chesed. But the Mefarshim reminds me that that's not what Avas Chesed means. It's also very hard to understand what it's doing here. What does it mean? You gave us Teres Chaim and you gave us the Avas Chesed. You gave us the love of Chesed. Avas Chesed is Ava, which is Chinom. Chesed, which is undeserved. That you gave us the Torah, you gave us your Ava, which was undeserved by us. That was all these things that you gave us, Baharas Panim. Baharas Panim means that even though we don't deserve it, you gave us the Torah, and you gave us Ava, your Ava, which Staka, you went Lefni Mishur Sadin, Staka is Mamish to give, Lefni Mishur Sadin, Ubracha, Shefa, the Rachamim, the Chaim, the Shalim. Rachamim is, I would think that these things also are connected. The six brachas. I didn't see anybody that said it. The Rachamim, the Chaim Shalom is it's interesting. What is there's Teres Chaim and then there's Chaim itself. The very fact that a person's alive, that's also from the Ha'aretz Panim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the shalom, and you gave us shalom. Shalom is the ikar bracha. You gave us the oitzer, which is machzik all the brachas. In addition to all the brachas that you gave us the oitzer, which is machzik all those brachas. V'toyiv beinech levarach samcha Yisrael. It's not clear if they say in tupshat. What is the toyiv beinecha? Is this a tefillah? Or is this a kviya sa'uvda? Is it a, you're saying the facts, stating the facts, or are you petitioning the Rabbeinu Shalom? Is it v'toyiviya beinecha? It should be good in your eyes. It should be, you should have interest to be mevarach la'Yisrael, or no, v'toyiv beinecha. It is toyiv beinecha, like Bilam said, v'yar Bilam ki toyiv beinei Hashem levarach es Yisrael. Because that was the fact. It wasn't a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Toyiv Beinecha, the Varech HaSamcha Yisrael, both of them are true. It is Toyiv Beinecha, and it should be Toyiv Beinecha. The Varech HaSamcha Yisrael, B'chol Eitz, means every scenery of this man, every time, which means Erev Aveikah B'Tzorayim, or B'chol Shoh, even more constant than that, every hour. B'Shloimecha, with your Shalom, which is the Shalom Amitis, Shalom, which is artificial Shalom, which is not real Shalom, doesn't really last. However, Shalom that comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Emes HaShalom. And that's Shalom which really lasts. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mevorech, Asami Yisrael Vashalim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mevorech, Klal Yisrael. He gives them bracha with Shalim. And gives them the bracha of Shalim, which is Masik, all the rest of the brachas. So interesting thing, he says, what's the episode? Shmini Esri ends with the bracha of Klal Yisrael. Says, because it's Tfilis Kemeged Tviden Tiknu. And it says, after the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it says, V'yisa Aaron Esiyadah Elohim Vivarchim. After the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, there was a bracha to Klal Yisrael. So Mela, since this is Kemeged Tviden, it's Kilo, we're finishing the Avodah now, and Mela, it ends with a bracha to Klal Yisrael. And the bracha to Klal Yisrael should be that there should always be Shalim. And we should have the shlemus to realize that we have everything that we need. And somebody that has the shlemus to realize that he has everything that he needs will be able to damage Shmini Esrei with Kavanah.